around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, well, I take you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Here we go again with another 60 minutes of the program, folks. Welcome back for hour two of America's number one travel radio show. It is just past 11 a.m. Eastern time here in the New York City area. It is Saturday, June 8th, 2024. And coming at you for today's F-Block, well, it's our National Communal Forum. This is week 221 for the NCF. It's our unique way to deploy our national network in reverse fashion, get these real-time reports on an array of topics that you're not going to hear about elsewhere, and it's our way to engage the now 580-plus weekly stations that air the program across the USA, which we are so thankful for. So we have affiliates right now waiting for us on that Patriot Mobile Show hotline. Mary, who are they?
We do. Let's welcome Donna Rodriguez with our Atlanta affiliates, AM 970 WNIV and AM 1400 WLTA Radio. We have Will East, program director from 12 of our affiliates on the SuperTalk Mississippi Network, which basically blankets the state, that beautiful Magnolia State. And then we have Quade, morning host from our Quincy, Illinois affiliates, AM 930 and FM 103.3 WTAD Radio.
Donna, Will, Quade, nice to have you here with us this morning.
Jeez.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you to everybody. Donna, we're going to start with you in Atlanta. You know, when I think of all the trips that, you know, I've made, Mary and I have made, we've made with our family down there to Atlanta over the years, the city just continues to grow, diversifies, and it's evolving. Now, the traffic there is a problem, all right, but the food scene has come a long way. And besides having the nation's busiest airport, there are so many things to do in and around the city pretty much for every type of traveler. So we had the show down there for a big Let's Go America tour. It's coming up in almost 2 years ago. I want you to talk with the nation right now about what you enjoy most living there in Atlanta and something you like to recommend to visitors.
Oh, my gosh. Where would I even begin? First of all, I'm an Atlanta native. So I have been born and raised here my whole life. I have watched this city totally transform into just such a melting pot of diversity, like what you were just saying. You know, here in Atlanta, we've got our tourist attractions that every tourist and first-timer must do, and then you've got the local scenes as well. So a couple of the things I wanted to highlight is if you are a tourist and coming into Atlanta, and whether you're with a family or maybe a other, you have to check out the nation's largest aquarium. It's the Georgia Aquarium, right smack in the heart of downtown, with over 100,000 animals. It is phenomenal. I love the beluga whales, the whale sharks. They've got events going on, from black tie events down to things for kids all the time. Another great highlight would be the World of Coca-Cola Interactive Museum. It, in case you don't know, you know, Atlanta is home to Coca-Cola.
We do. We've been there with the show.
Yes.
We know that.
Yes, it was invented here in 1886, so we've got a huge museum.
All right, give us one more.
Oh, that's it. Okay, and then we've got the parks. It's the central park of the South. Like in New York, it's called Piedmont Park. 85% of all of the Atlanta festivals are held at Piedmont Park in downtown, mm-hmm. and Atlanta is a huge festival city.
All right. Donna, thank you for painting that great picture of your city. Let's head to Mississippi. Will, from our travels to your state, I think Mississippi is an underrated state. I do love the coastal southern Mississippi area for great seafood and boating, but I want to talk to you about central Mississippi, where you've really grown your stations and coverage over the years. So talk with everyone tuned in about central Mississippi and why you love the area and believed in it enough to invest in it.
Well, it's really growing. We just announced a $10 billion Amazon project that's going to bring a lot of jobs and a lot of infrastructure here to Mississippi. But it's a great place to visit. We have the two Mississippi museums downtown, which were opened about 3 or 4 years ago. And we're really trying to drive a lot of people there to witness the history of our great state. And Mississippi just has so much history and so much beauty to offer. Right now, my wife and I are driving down the gorgeous Natchez Trace Parkway, headed to the Tupelo Elvis Festival, where we're going to visit the birthplace of the king of rock and roll. They have a multi-day festival in Tupelo every single year with the most Elvis tribute artists, not impersonators. Don't call them impersonators. They are tribute artists. Some of our news team called them impersonator the other day, and they got threatened to be sent to the Heartbreak Hotel. So don't call them impersonators. They are tribute artists. So there's all kinds of little festivals and great little things in every single little southern small town, especially in the central Mississippi area.
Well, we love
That's great. Note right, taken.
So, Rudy.
Tribute artist.
All right, now it's your turn.
Well, this is a town I don't know. Quincy, Illinois. I know there's a very big race coming up this weekend, but I'd love to hear a little bit about Quincy and then a little about what this race is this weekend.
Thanks, Rudy. No, the Quincy Karting Grand Prix, it's already started today. It's going to continue tomorrow at one of our parks. They race in several different divisions, age classes, and then starting Father's Day, we got a Little People's Golf Tournament. It's a golf tournament for kids starting at age 3 up to 18. 4th of July in Hannibal, which is just about 20 minutes down the river from Quincy. You've got Tom Sawyer Days celebrating Mark Twain. They've got fence painting, mud volleyball, and more. There's always something to
do. Tell me a little about Quincy.
Area.
Tell me about Quincy generally. What's the population? What's your nearest largest city? That sort of thing.
Quincy's 40-plus thousand people just in the city proper. Very old world, very charming. Architecture is a huge thing. When you come to Quincy, you're going to get an eyeful of the buildings and the homes that are out. They're amazingly big and old and beautiful. And there's a lot to see, a lot to experience. And compared to a lot of other places, it's slowed down. So the pace isn't so frantic. You can just kind of take it all in and absorb it.
Quaid, big airport. Only one. Then I'll let you go.
I'm sorry, what was that?
What is your nearest big airport?
Nearest big airport? Probably St. Louis.
Okay.
Well, there you go. So that gets us. And Rudy, it's about a 6-hour drive for you. You could be down there for dinner if you want to leave now.
For a Grand Prix race.
So there you go. Exactly. And the race. So we're going to ask each of you right now. New travel polls just went up on our website. The first question that we're asking is, when you travel, where do you tend to stock up for goods, whatever that's going to be? So where is a place you're most likely to hit when you travel, Donna? We'll go with you first, and then Will, and then Quaid.
Well, we've got farmers markets every weekend in every pocket of Atlanta. And if you are a foodie like I am, it has become such the scene of things to do. So I definitely recommend hitting up these farmers markets and stocking up on all things that you would need.
All right. And then Will, what say you?
Yeah, the Gaddis McLaurin store right down the road from us. It's the oldest store in Mississippi.
All right. And Quaid, we're going to end in Quincy. Where do you, when you're traveling, or it could be anywhere, where are you most likely to stock up with goods?
I like the idea of the farmers markets. That's a fantastic place to stock up before you head out. And there's plenty of those around. Amish markets as well. Great place to visit and stock up.
Okay. Well, we appreciate that. Right. By the way, right now, Walmart's leading on the list, but we'll see how that goes over the list. But anyway, thanks to the three of you for being part of today's National Communal Forum. Really appreciate the affiliation with the show. Could not do the program week after week without all of you. Have a great weekend, everybody. Folks, after this quick sponsors break, hotel safety and security will be our focus as our June 8th live broadcast rolls on.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
If you love travel but aren't such a fan of travel planning, we say go guided with Colette.
This family-owned company is North America's longest-running tour operator.
They offer tours across all 7 continents with expertly planned trips that blend must-see sights and ample free time in all their destinations.
All tours include a tour manager, terrific accommodations, great meals, transportation, and more.
And they take care of all the details for you, making Colette a travel company you can trust.
So here's what we want you to do. Visit Colette.com for more info and specials, or you can find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
We are such big believers in the importance of travel insurance, especially in today's world. It's affordable and protects in so many ways. There are some things in life you shouldn't do without, and traveling with travel insurance is one of them. If you're planning a trip, do it with coverage from TravelGuard.com/carry. Besides flight or trip cancellations, you'll be covered for delays or interruptions, medical expenses and evacuation, lost luggage, and more. Wherever your next trip takes you, get the coverage you should have at TravelGuard.com/carry, or find a direct link, as always, at RMWorldTravel.com. Just look under sponsors.
Debt. It keeps you tossing and turning at night. You can't get away from it. Insanely high interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. Well, there's a new way out of the debt trap. Zero Debt USA, which can be found at zapmydebt.com. They can cut or even eliminate interest. They can find programs to write off your balances. They find every solution possible to end your debt. So before you do anything, contact the team there and talk to them for free. Find out how fast they can help you get out of debt. Visit zapmydebt.com or find a link at armworldtravel.com.
You may have heard us talk about Raycon before, but there's no better time to check them out at buyraycon.com/carry because they just launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday earbuds. You get the features you know and love, like optimized gel tips for a custom fit, 3 customizable sound styles, and active noise cancellation, ergonomic design, and multi-point connectivity, which lets you pair with 2 devices at once. Get 15% off, that's 15% off plus free shipping at buyraycon.com/carry or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
RMWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, folks, as we get back to it now, it is 18 minutes past the hour. Last hour in the B block, you heard us discussing the airline sector of travel. Now for the G block this hour, well, the hotel and hospitality sector of travel is going to get some love from us. But first, we're sponsored by EmeraldCruises.com.
Travel aboard an award-winning Emerald River cruise in Europe or Southeast Asia means exploring the extraordinary, from uncovering rare sites, delighting in regional wine or culinary tastings, and visiting places of local and historical significance. They're going to take you on guided hikes, bike rides, canoeing adventures, and a lot more.
To lock in $3,000 in savings and even get 2-for-1 fares, go to emeraldcruises.com. You'll also find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
We've asked show friend Sal Cacavalli back today for a conversation on hotel security and safety. Sal spent years as the director of safety and security in various Hilton-branded hotels, including the famous Palmer House in Chicago, where we've broadcast from live in the past, before taking on a lead role overseeing all Hilton-branded hotels in the Americas. He's currently a consultant on safety and security matters in hospitality, and Sal joins us now on the Patriot Mobile Show Hotline.
Sal, welcome back. How are you today?
Thank you. I'm doing wonderful. I appreciate you guys having me back on.
Well, you are welcome anytime, frankly, so thank you for giving us a little bit of your time today. You know, we've talked about your extensive security background and specialized efforts over the years. Mary and I, from time to time, we talk about that off-air amongst ourselves. And I know, you know, after leaving Hilton, you've remained in the industry consulting with various hotels and brands. But I'd like to get your take on hotel security and safety overall these days, how it's evolved since you started, how important it is for hotels to make sure their properties are as secure as possible. So I guess really what I'm saying to you is give us a little bit of a state of the industry in 2024, so to speak, when it comes to hotel security.
Well, it's certainly a department within the hotel, the hospitality industry, that is continually evolving. You know, with the advancement of technology, we're beginning to see, or we're seeing, less and less physical security officers or security guards in our hotels, relying more so on our technology in lieu of. And in my opinion, I believe that's the wrong approach to take. There's nothing more important than that physical contact with a trained security officer in the hotel business.
Sal, let's build on that.
I agree with him on that.
I want to ask you about something that I'm very disappointed with. Well, I'll call it a hotel pandemic outcome, and that's the daily housekeeping is just not as common in many hotels across the board. And often you have to ask for it, even in some of the luxury. Just the inconsistency is amazing to me. It's very disappointing. And from a hotel ops perspective, if someone's not attending rooms daily, I would think this could be a weak point where illicit activities, which we all know do go on in hotels and can go on in hotels in terms of excessive drug activity, sex trafficking, just some really hard topics. But to me, when someone from a hotel isn't in a room every day, kind of keeping an eye on things, isn't that a weak point?
Well, it clearly is a weak point. And sadly, with the pandemic, that did put a dent into the security protocols of a hotel, even though security officers are not necessarily going into each guest room, we always want to have at least a room attendant or an engineer go in and assess each guest room each and every day, not only for the reasons that you highlighted, Mary, about sex trafficking and human trafficking and drugs and things of that and other nefarious thoughts, but it's also ownership should be standing up and saying, this is my property. This is my investment. What is going on in my hotel guest room? whether or not it's damaging the hotel, and again, for the reasons that you said. So there are plenty of reasons and explanations for us to go into a guest room every single day, even if the do not disturb sign is on.
Well, I'm going to talk a little bit about that because
we should go into every room every day.
And that's something that Mary and I, again, we agree with you on that as well. So I think anybody who travels, Mary and I certainly fit into that because we're always on the move. We have our own habits upon checking into a hotel, you know, from using a rubber doorstop for added security when we lock the door at night. We never use the do not disturb sign because to me, it only advertises that the room is occupied, you know, but then we use $2 bills and unfortunately, in today's inflation times, we use many of them, but we do it with, you know, valets and porters to help build relationships and get to know people on a one-on-one basis. They have our back, we have their back. But what are some of the top suggestions that you have for travelers, specifically when they get to their room for a safety check?
Well, initially, let me start off by saying there was two recent incidents. One took place at a hotel in Charlotte where the gentleman who checked in said, there was something malfunctioning with my guest room door and I wasn't able to deadbolt it or lock it properly. And sometime during the night, he wakes up and there's another person sleeping in his bed. Now, one might scratch their head and say there's something deeper, could be, but his side of the story or his version of the story with the door lock malfunctioning, that should have been reported to management. And he should have requested and demanded a new guest room, as opposed to sleeping in a guest room where he couldn't protect himself. As well, there was another situation in, I believe it was upstate New York, where a guest checks in, goes down, eventually goes back down to the business center, engages in conversation with the front desk agent. Guest goes back to his room. A couple minutes later, he hears a soft knock on his guest room door. He decides, well, I'm not going to answer the door. I'm doing something else. A couple minutes later, he hears a louder knock. Again, I don't want to be disturbed, doesn't answer the door. But then he hears the door opening. And who is it? The guest service agent that he encountered earlier that day trying to get into his room. For whatever reason, we certainly won't know, but the story that the guest service agent gave certainly didn't jive with the situation at the time. So my point is, in both situations, when you check into a guest room, check your security features on your guest room entry doors. You have a door viewer. Make sure the door viewer, and you can simply twist with your index finger and your thumb to see if the door viewer is secured in place. Many hotels, unfortunately, after the Aaron Andrews case, started to apply Loctite to the threads of the door viewers so that persons with nefarious thoughts wouldn't be able to unscrew the door viewer and be able to insert a camera without you knowing it from outside of the guest room. You also have a night latch. Make sure you use that night latch at all times. Even if you have your deadbolt engaged, you don't want people coming into your room unannounced. If you have a connecting door, make sure you have your connecting door deadbolted and the night latch engaged. If you have a balcony door, there should be a primary and a secondary lock on that balcony door. And again, if any of these security features are compromised or tampered with or damaged, demand a new guest room. You don't want to stay in there.
Again, Sal, it's very hard to argue with any of this because you're making really good
sense. Very good info. So, Sal, we've seen stories, less so with hotels, although not implausible, definitely in home sharing sites like Airbnb, where hosts have illegally rigged rooms with hidden cameras. Any thoughts on that?
It's a sad state of affairs. And I can direct you to a CNBC segment that came out in January of this year of 24, where they did a segment on how to discover or to determine if you have cameras or hidden cameras in your home rental or in your hotel guest room. The sad part about that whole segment is the technology of determining if you have cameras in your guest room is not keeping up with the technology and the advancement of the cameras and how they can be covertly applied. In the U.S. and Canada, there are not a lot of situations, and I've reached out to some of my colleagues recently to see if they were aware of any recent situations with cameras being found in hotel guest rooms. And again, in Canada and in the U.S., there are just a handful of situations where that's occurring. But where we primarily see these type of unfortunate situations is in the Asia Pacific market. Mm. And I couldn't tell you why we have it, why it's so prevalent over there, or maybe not prevalent, but why it's much more.
Well, listen, good information on that as well. And again, I do think, though, the hotels, you know, obviously, especially the branded hotels, they do have, you know, corporate security and so forth, whether it is, you know, physical or more reliant on technology, as you're saying. But, you know, it's just another reason Mary and I are not the biggest fans when it comes to the home sharing platforms and so forth out there, because I don't know, you know, who John or Sally Smith, who, you know, what the owners of these properties, what they do or don't do. So I don't know. But Sal, we could go on. Unfortunately, we're going to come up on a hard break in a moment, so I have to let you go. Really nice to reconnect with you today. Thank you so much for good information. And we'll talk again. And next time, we'll probably talk more technology, keyless entry, AI, all of that. So thanks for your time today.
Outstanding. Always look forward to talking to you guys. It's always so interesting. Thanks for having me.
Take care. Have
Absolutely.
A great day.
Enjoy your weekend.
You too. Bye,
Thank
guys.
You.
All right, Mary, there goes Sal. Always a candid conversation with him. We could do the entire 2 hours. We could do the entire month with him and still not cover everything. So, but we will not do that because right now, folks, we are headed for some sponsor messages in this bottom of the hour break. Up next, we're going to look at some alternatives to consider in Paris this summer. Maybe you're headed there or you know somebody who is, instead of the Olympics. We'll be right back. Stay with us, everyone.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
Travel aboard an award-winning Emerald River cruise in Europe or Southeast Asia means sailing through lands brimming with castles and fortresses, captivating winemaking regions, and so many delightful cities, towns, and villages. You'll experience life as a local through included excursions, and on board the ship, everything is included in the affordable price from all your meals, wine, beer, and soft drinks, first-class service with an English-speaking crew, free Wi-Fi, all gratuities, there are bicycles and more. For more info and to get up to $3,000 in savings, visit emeraldcruises.com or rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
When you're traveling and you wake up with a scratchy throat or congestion or a runny nose and know you're getting sick, the last thing you want to do is to try to find an urgent care or doctor's office. That's where a medical emergency kit from urgentcarekit.com/carry can help. Small enough to travel with, but also good to have in your home. This kit comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat more than 39 medical issues, plus an easy doctor's guide. You can order yours at urgentcarekit.com/carry, or as always, you'll find the link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back to the show. This portion of the program is sponsored by amac.us/carry. Are you ready for your next adventure? When you're a member of AMAC, which stands for the Association of Mature American Citizens, you know that the journey matters just as much as the destination. Did you catch Robert and Mary's Chief Travel Leader conversation with AMAC CEO Rebecca Weber last week? Well, if you missed it, or you want to hear it again, you'll find it archived at our show website. AMAC is the conservative alternative to AARP, the American Association of Retired Persons. And what we like about this organization is you're joining a community of more than 2 million members who love America. Plus, you're also unlocking a world of exclusive travel benefits. AMAC members save on hotels, car rentals, theme parks, shows, events, movies, food and dining, and much more. AMAC even offers international health insurance plans, so you'll be free to experience the world with the confidence and great savings that make travel more enjoyable. But they're not just about seeing the world, as they're working to maintain our traditional American values that make our country great, even our Social Security and Medicare programs. In fact, members have access to AMAC's celebrated Social Security Advisory Service. It's a valuable benefit to help you navigate retirement and the Social Security landscape with ease. So whether you're planning your next trip, need a hand dealing with the complexity of Social Security, or so much more, AMAC is by your side. And just in time for Father's Day, by joining now, you'll get a 2-year membership for just $16. That's 2 years for the price of one. Visit AMAC, that's AMAC.us/carry, C-A-R-E-Y, to join. AMAC.us/carry to join, or you can find a link at RM World Travel by looking under sponsors. Well, it's no secret that Paris is going to be one crowded city from late July through mid-August when the Summer Olympics are in full force. But our next guest is a French-American freelance journalist based in Paris. We reach her there today. And we were wondering what she's advising friends who want to visit France but were wary of Olympic crowds. So let's go to the Patriot Mobile Show hotline and connect with Sophie Stuber in Paris. Welcome to the show, Sophie. I gather not only will Paris be crowded, it's going to be unusually expensive too, isn't it?
Yes. Thanks for having me. And yeah, that's what it appears.
I mean, I understood they even raised the prices on the metro, which seems sort of counterintuitive to me if you're trying to get people to take public transportation and not block the roads. But that's the French for you, as I often say when I'm there. So let's pretend I'm your buddy and I'm coming over to France and I want to avoid the crowds, but I want to have the French experience. Where would you point me?
Well, it depends if you like the ocean or you like wine or you're interested in cooler temperatures. So there's several cities that are also hosting.
Well, let's take in two sentences each, ocean, wine, and cooler experience.
All right. So for the oceans, I would suggest Marseille. Nice is also lovely, but Marseille it's a little less packed that time of year.
Yes.
It also has great access to nature, and it's a little, I guess I'd say, edgier. And so it's still the full French experience, but it's also a port city, so you see, you know, a nice mix of cultures, experiences.
And you're on the Mediterranean, and I will say from personal experience, I would avoid the south of France, what is known as the French Riviera, which is Cannes and Monte Carlo and Nice. I mean, the traffic there is terrible in August when all the French are there and tourists as well. Okay, so that'll take care of the water. We have the Mediterranean and Marseille, and certainly up in the hills around it, it's gorgeous. Mm-hmm. Where else? You said wine. We got Bordeaux and Burgundy and Champagne, right?
Exactly. Bordeaux is great that time of year. It's close to the ocean if you want cooler temps on the Atlantic. It's a very easy train from Paris if you're coming in internationally. And of course, Bordeaux wine is famous everywhere. And it lives up to its reputation, I'll say.
Yeah, you can land at Charles de Gaulle and take a train right quickly down to the city of Bordeaux. And again, the whole region is gorgeous. I'm a Burgundy guy, but if you like Burgundy, then go to the Burgundy region, which is on the other side of the country from Bordeaux. And you were talking about, did you mean cooler in climate or cooler as in that's cool?
I would say climate. I would say Lille is up towards, it's farther north, so it can be a bit cooler. Obviously, it's, you know, hard to know with heat waves, but it is also, I guess you would say, cool in the other sense of the word too. It's sort of like the little sister of Paris. It still has a really nice downtown. It's better known for its beer than its wine, which is rare in France. But it definitely has that sort of Belgian edge to it as well.
And I think maybe the western coast, we've been celebrating D-Day weekend, both not obviously in France and in the United States. And along the coast there, I think it would be a little cooler too with the seawater.
Yes, definitely. Brittany and Normandy luckily stay very cool. Last summer when it was 100 degrees in Paris, I went to Normandy and it was 55.
Kidding! That's a very sharp country. Well, the nice thing about France is the trains work. You can get around. Events will be more affordable outside of Paris. Hotel rates probably won't be, you know, jacked up as they are in Paris. But I think all those places are great. What are you going to do for the Olympics?
I will be in Paris for part of it because one of my good friend's little brothers will be competing in the mountain biking.
Great.
So I'll be seeing that. And then the rest of the time, I'll actually be in Chamonix in the Alps.
Sophie Stuber, good for you. Sophie Stuber is a French-American journalist. She's based in Paris. You can find more of her writings at sophiestuber.com, S-O-P-H-I-E, Stuber, S-T-U-B-E-R, sophiestuber.com. Sophie, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
We'll be right back.
Connect with America's number one travel radio show as we cover everything and anything in the world of travel by following us at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.
If you love travel but aren't such a fan of travel planning, we say go guided with Colette.
This family-owned company is North America's longest-running tour operator.
They offer tours across all 7 continents with expertly planned trips that blend must-see sights and ample free time at all their destinations.
All tours include a tour manager, terrific accommodations, great meals, transportation, and more.
And they take care of all the details for you, making Colette a travel company you can trust.
So here's what we want you to do. Visit Colette.com for more info and specials, or you can find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
What's holding you back from learning the language you've always wanted to know?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's lessons take just 15 minutes a day.
15 minutes isn't long.
Nope. And they're fun.
Fun isn't hard.
Right. Babbel's interactive lessons, podcasts, games, and more make it fun and engaging, so you don't realize you're learning a language, but you are. And Babbel's lessons are built around real life. You can choose from topics like travel, business, relationships, and more. You'll learn what matters most to you. Plus, Babbel's lessons are designed to get you speaking right away. In 3 weeks, you're able to start having conversations.
Just 3 weeks? Even better.
Since Babbel's lessons are designed by language experts and voiced by real native speakers, you'll get the accents just right and be able to carry on conversations with confidence.
Learning a language with Babbel doesn't take long.
And with Babbel, it isn't hard.
It's perfect.
And now, try Babbel free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Switch to Boost Mobile and get the ultra smooth, ultra powerful iPhone 11 for $49.99.
He didn't stutter.
See every angle with dual cameras.
Make it a double.
All on America's largest 5G networks.
Large and in charge, baby.
Get with the power of Boost and get the iPhone 11 for $49.99.
That's half of Benjamin.
Boost Mobile.
Unleash your power.
ID verification required. New customers only at 1 per line. Additional restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com for details.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be signs that your digestive system isn't working at its best? But taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil supports your daily digestive health using a special plant-based fiber called psyllium. Psyllium works by forming a gel in your digestive system to trap and remove the waste that weighs you down. Metamucil's gelling action also helps to promote heart health and slows down sugar absorption to promote healthy blood sugar levels. Start feeling lighter and more energetic by taking Metamucil every day.
The power of travel is the power to create positive impact. Everyone in our audience can have that impact on the people of Israel by helping to support them during this time of need with emergency war relief. Lives are being destroyed by the horrors terrorism has brought, and now world pressures that are impacting people. The atrocities of war and its pain will last for years. To help folks regain hope, rebuild lives, have food and medical supplies to survive, and even help children in schools, visit IsraelNeedsMe.com to make a difference or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Get out the map, get on the road, anywhere you want to go.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Hey, nice to have you in the house today. This portion of the program is sponsored by PatriotMobile.com/carry. You know, there are many options out there for phone service. I'm sure you've tried some of them. But how about spending your money with a company that shares our values? Patriot Mobile offers the same dependable nationwide coverage we all want, accessing all 3 major networks. So you'll get the same coverage you've been accustomed to without funding agendas you don't quite agree with. When you switch to PatriotMobile.com/carry, you're sending the message that you support free speech, religious freedoms, our Constitution, as well as our military, veterans, and first responder heroes. It's a win-win because this is money you're already spending anyway, but now I'll be working to help make a difference. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching easy. You can keep your number, keep your phone, or even upgrade. Get all the info at PatriotMobile, all one word, PatriotMobile.com/carry, C-A-R-E-Y, and as a listener of our national program, you'll get free activation. If you prefer to speak to someone, call 972-PATRIOT and use the code CARRY. There's also a link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. You know, every once in a while, my producers allow me to riff on something I've been thinking about. And today, I'd like to hop on the Patriot Mobile show outline for myself and take a few minutes to talk about the world's most perfect hotel. Unfortunately, there is no world's most perfect hotel. Oh, there are really great ones. Fabulous ones. The Mandarin Oriental in Bangkok, the Hotel de Cap on Cap d'Antibes, on the French Riviera, the Savoy in London, the Creon in Paris. The list is long, and those are several hotels I see in as often as I can. They're each terrific, uber luxurious with service and cuisine to match. Now, the trick is to take the best of the best hotels to create the world's most perfect hotel. Let's start with the setting. If it's a rural setting, I'd need something dramatic, like the Four Seasons in the jungle of northern Thailand, near the town of Chiang Rai, with its rope walkways suspended in the jungle trees that take me to my freestanding, and by the way, floating, it's hanging in the air, room. I fall asleep to the sound of elephants below me munching on trees at night. Or the Hotel de Cop on the French Riviera. It's situated on the tip of a peninsula jutting into the Mediterranean, with a pool area known worldwide for its name, the Eden Rock, that clings to the side of a rock cliff. If it's an urban setting, my perfect hotel has to be in an interesting neighborhood, maybe with a generous garden for taking breakfast each morning in pleasant weather. And by the way, that orange juice has to be freshly squeezed or it's off my best list. Or I at least need a view like Paris's new Cheval Blanc, where all rooms overlook the River Seine as well as the Eiffel Tower and Notre Dame. Or the Oberoi in Agra, India, with a view of the close-up Taj Mahal illuminated in blinding white at night. Or even the Pierre Hotel in New York City overlooking Central Park. I'd like to be greeted upon my arrival with staff to take my luggage and, if necessary, park my car. I really don't need an enormous lobby. In fact, I'd like a smaller one. I'd like a tasteful one, free of folks from tour groups mulling about, and I don't want to encounter a line at check-in. My luggage should be in my room within minutes, and I don't mean 15 minutes. En route to my room, I don't expect to encounter any food trays or other debris placed outside the doors of other guests' room. I'd like to greet cleaning staff by looking in their eyes and saying good morning or good evening, and extra points to staffers who acknowledge me as well. And my room. Well, are there enough luggage racks for two guests' suitcases? Quality wood hangers for suits or sport coats or dresses. Adequate electrical outlets at both sides of the bed and a desk area. Good lighting in the rooms. Discreet lighting beside our bedside for late night reading. If the bedroom television can be easily lowered with the flick of a switch into cabinetry, so it's out of sight or not in use, nice touch. I like a firm mattress, a choice of pillows, a comforter, spare me bedspreads or decorative throws at the foot of the bed that serve no purpose. I want a nightstand clock that glows only if I can adjust the brightness. Blackout curtains. You know, since COVID, hotels have eliminated most annoying brochures in hotel rooms, but a nice local magazine might be appreciated. And is a morning newspaper asking too much? I don't need a big suite. The bedroom and separate sitting area is adequate, but I don't want to see any carpet or upholstery stains, thank you. In fact, I can do entirely without carpeting. I don't mind a wood floor, even a faux wood floor. Carpet collects dirt and hair. I also require a thermostat I can control and vents situated in such a way that they don't blow forced air on my face when I'm in bed. I don't care about a bathtub, though you might. I just want a spacious walk-in shower with controls within easy reach that I can use to start my shower without getting my arm wet with cold water. I'm okay with a rainfall showerhead, though I know most women dislike that because it's hard for them to keep their hair dry when showering. So a wall-mounted showerhead is necessary. And I don't like showers with lots of wall and floor tiles. Tiles mean cracks with grout that collect old soap and dirt. And water pressure? Well, the stronger the better. I prefer two generous-sized sinks, especially when traveling with a girlfriend. Marble's nice. Quality towels and toiletries are a must, whose contents can be read without a magnifying glass. I'm not a big fan of wall-mounted amenities as shower, but I can live with that. And finally, I want a hotel with a cozy bar a bit separate from the main restaurant. The barkeep should be a pro, and the restaurant should also have professionals at the stoves. That's the perfect hotel. Now, I ask you, is that asking too much? I hope not. Think about it when you design your perfect hotel in your mind. You're listening to Rudy Maxa's World. We'll be back with more travel talk in just a moment. Thanks for indulging me. Robert Neri up next.
Join the travel trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, thanks to all of you out there for spending the past hour and 52 minutes with us. These final 7 minutes of today's show, well, they're going to have us talking with show friend Bill Cleveland. And we're sponsored by TravelGuard.com/Gary.
Whether your summer adventure is a long or short getaway, international or domestic, we recommend you do it with TravelGuard.com/Gary because unforeseen world happenings, wild weather, and more could compromise your plans.
You know, packing a Travel Guard insurance plan, it's just a smart thing to do. And that's because it covers lost or delayed baggage, medical expenses and evacuations, trip cancellations, interruptions, delays, work-related ticketed cancellations, prescription replacement, roadside assistance. There's translation services that they provide, passport or ticket replacement. You're going to have somebody available to you 24/7 and a lot more. So just take our advice. Get the coverage you should have at travelguard.com/carry. Don't worry about it after that. And you'll also find a link, as always, at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
I remember an RV road trip we took through parts of Kansas a few years back. And while some of it is flat, there are hills, there are forests. And fun fact, Florida is actually America's flattest state, not Kansas. Kansas isn't even in the top five. Show friend Bill Clevelin, a.k.a. Bill on the Road, is joining us again today. And he's just had his own recent deep dive into the state of Kansas. And he's here now to share some of what he discovered via the Patriot Mobile Show hotline.
Well, yes, he is, Mary. Bill, nice reconnecting with you. Welcome back.
Hey there. Good to hear from you.
Well, good to have you aboard with us this morning. All right, so we're going to get right into Kansas. You know, admitted to the Union in 1861, Kansas is our 34th state. I know you just spent 3 weeks there. To use your own words, you did it because you'd always heard there was nothing to see and do in Kansas, and you set out to prove that statement wrong. So my first business trip was to Kansas. My second favorite place for barbecue is Kansas. I want you to share some of your general thoughts on the state of Kansas.
Well, you're right. I kept getting tired of hearing people say there's absolutely nothing to do in Kansas. And one of the things I love to do with Bill on the Road is prove people wrong. And so, yeah, I spent 3 weeks traveling through the state, met all kinds of wonderful people, found all of these amazing small towns and all these cool kind of quirky things to do. You know, you've probably been to Lawrence, Kansas. You know, they have the original rules of basketball on display on campus at the DeBruce Center. Mm. I thought that was really neat. They got the Flint Hills Discovery Center in Manhattan, where you can learn all about the tall grass that used to cover, most or a lot of North America. You mentioned food with barbecue. Kansas City's got their, you know, amazing taco trail. I mean, there were so many neat things that I found about Kansas. I knew there would be some things, of course, but I was completely blown away by all of the small towns and all the amazing people that I met along the way. It was just an awesome trip.
I love it. I love your enthusiasm. And we have a lot of listeners in Kansas. They're getting some good love today. So I'm curious, what surprised you most on your Kansas road trip that would entice you to go back and visit again?
Well, to be honest, it was the amount of small towns that I found. So a lot of people, I've been in the St. Louis area for most of my life, and I know people around here, they hate going through Kansas because all they think it is that stretch of I-70 right. that crosses over to Denver. And it's true, if you look around on 70, you're like, there's nothing to hear. But if you go, you know, usually just a few miles, maybe 10 miles off the interstate, you start finding these small towns. And I loved them. Lindsborg, Kansas was an awesome one. America's Little Sweden, you know, they had all the little, they call them dollar horses. They're all over town. It was so awesome. Junction City was a place that I'd never even heard about. Went to visit some dairy farms there and learned all about how dairy farms operate. But to me, honestly, it was just finding all of these really cool little small towns in Kansas that had so much to offer and just, again, just full of nice, welcoming people.
Yeah, I love hearing the enthusiasm. And Mary and I, we understand this so well. I mean, she referenced in your setup this RV trip we did a few years back, and we certainly understand that. We just did something very similar in Virginia. Took all back roads. I have to tell you, when we were headed to the homestead and learned so much, first post office, all these different things there. But, you know, to bring it back to Kansas, all right, we know the first Pizza Hut was located on the campus of Wichita State University. But something else that's notable east of Wichita in West Mineral, that's certainly unique for sure. Big Brutus, do tell.
Yeah, Big Brutus, I had no idea what the heck Big Brutus was. And I talked to somebody locally, they're like, oh, you have to go to see the world's largest surviving shovel, the world's largest shovel. I thought, what the heck? I thought it was just a quirky little roadside attraction, you know, like the world's largest belt buckle, also in Kansas. And so I went to this thing, and it was massive, and they used it for excavating land looking for coal in the 20th century. And I mean, you know, I was joking with my dad earlier today, I'm talking about this thing, and I was like, they have office space inside of this thing. Like, it's that big.
Yes, that big.
And you can tour it, you can climb up inside of it, and I did a video at BillOnTheRoad.com. People can check out just to see how massive this thing is. But again, Big Brutus, it is absolutely a cool, quirky roadside attraction in Kansas you got to check out.
Was this your first time to Kansas?
No, you know, I've been to Kansas a few times, but again, like I said, I knew there would be some things to uncover and see, but I was completely blown away at how much I found. And you can probably tell in my voice that I was genuinely surprised.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Well, I want people to go to your website because, you know, the number of murals, for example, that you found throughout the state,
yeah,
right?
The
that's
arts.
The Dole Center of Politics. Go back to Lawrence, Kansas, another thing. So, folks, BillOnTheRoad.com is the website. Very easy. BillOnTheRoad.com, all one word, put it together. You're going to find 27 unique and quirky things to do in Kansas. And Bill, you know, we're looking forward to the next road trip from you and talking about that. So enjoy the weekend, and I'll leave it with happy travels.
All right. Happy travels to you as well.
Take care.
Take care, Bill. Thank you.
Take care. Have a good weekend. Yeah, have fun in Texas.
Thank you. Nice talking to you. Take care.
Okay. Bye.
All right, Bill on the road,
Mary.
Oh, my
gosh. I got so caught up with that and his enthusiasm. Love it.
All right, we'll look forward to the next date with him. Right now, as we speed to say goodbye to all of you today, until we return again live next Saturday, June 15th, starting at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, special thanks to all of our guests who appear on the show today with Mary and me and Rudy. Thanks to our show team, network affiliates, and our sponsors. I think I'm going to get this in, so I'm going to say thanks to all of you out there who help make what we do America's number one travel radio show. Wherever you may be headed this week, safe travels and enjoy.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.